Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Right, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Okay, but have you got a minute? Because I was thinking...
Huh? Hang on, what about?
About Fizzy.
Who's Fizzy?
Jim's cat.
Oh, yeah, so what about her?
Well, you know you said that when he went away the neighbour was looking after her?
Yeah.
Well, what's happening now? Is he in hospital?
I don't know. I suppose the neighbour will still have her.
I see. And the neighbour does have Fizzy in his house, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Oh, she's got to have her second jab, just like Monty does, before they can go out. Are you listening to us, you little devil?
Oh, you're not a devil, are you? You're absolutely lovely.
Oh, so what's the problem? Because I've got to go.
Well, what do you think about us looking after her?
Oh, well, I suppose we could, but if the neighbour's happy to do it, then I don't think we should interfere, do you?
Well, I think it would be a good idea. And it would be nice for Monty.
I don't know. Look, leave it with me. We'll speak about it later. I really have got to go.
Okay. Right, Monty, say goodbye. Oh, Monty, you are so clever.
Bye, Monty. You're a funny little thing, aren't you?
Yes, Uncle, I'm quite sure. He seems perfect for the job. Oh, yeah, he's had tons of experience. Well, he seems very friendly and appears to be reliable. Okay. Well, I'll phone him now if that's all right with you. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it now. Bye, Uncle Nick. Take care.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Henry. It's Matthew Patterson here.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Now, the reason I'm phoning is because I'd like to offer you the job as manager of Patterson's.
Wow! What can I say? That's great.
Well, I take it you'd like the job?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. So, we need to establish when you can start. I'll just check my diary. Now, would it be possible for you to start on Monday the 6th of December?
Yes. That would be fine. Ooh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, Penny. Mike's been looking for you.
Oh, has he? I've been in the stockroom all this time. James asked me to get more of those blooming placemats out, but I couldn't find any.
You don't mean the starry ones, do you?
Yes.
Well, they've all gone. I told him that yesterday.
Well, he obviously hasn't remembered that. Because I've just wasted half an hour looking for them. I wish he had a brain sometimes.
Oh, here he comes.
What, James?
No, Mike.
Oh, good. I think next time James asks me to get something, I'll ask him to check first that we've got some.
Penny, come here for a minute, will you? Where have you been?
Oh, if you must know, I've been wasting my time in the stockroom.
Oh, right. Well, I take it he had reason to do that.
Yes, James wanted me to get something, but he'd forgotten that we didn't have any.
Oh, right. Well, never mind. Now, can we meet up at lunchtime today, please?
Yes, if you want.
Okay, so let's say 12 o'clock in Matthew's office, because I know I won't be in there.
Okay. There's nothing wrong, is there?
No, I just want to tell you something before you hear it from someone else.
Oh, I haven't done anything wrong, have I?
No, it's nothing to do with you. I'll see you at 12, OK?
Yes, all right. OK, I'll see you later.
So, what was that all about?
Oh, we're going to have lunch together, that's all.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, he wants to have a chat about something.
Well, Penny, this is a golden opportunity for you to ask if they are going to replace Jim.
Tina, they won't be replacing him. He's off sick.
Well, I heard they had definitely been advertising.
Well, you've told me that already. But we don't know why, do we?
I still think it's to cover for Jim. Because, as you say, he's been off for months. Have you heard how he is, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Well, ask Mike then.
Oh, Tina, just let me find out what he wants to say, OK? He's probably got nothing to do with work.
Right, here's your coffee, and there's cake in the tin if you want some.
Oh, great. But no, I don't want any cake, thanks. So what is it that you want to tell me?
Right, well, I wanted to have a chat with you so you heard the facts and not idle gossip.
OK, so tell me, what is it?
It's Michael. He's been sacked.
What? You don't mean Michael Roseberry, do you?
Yeah, I do.
He's been sacked? Why?
Well, you know he's been off sick, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, it seems he's been working somewhere else.
No, Michael wouldn't do that.
I'm sorry, Penny, but he has. Seems it started with the odd day now and again, but then it increased to full time. And he's been working like that for some time now.
And what's he been doing?
Well, that's just it. He's been doing the same thing he was doing here, but in a shop in Southampton. His contract clearly covers this sort of thing happening. He must be fully aware he shouldn't have done it.
But he's your friend. You can't do that.
Oh, it has nothing to do with me, Penny. Matthew's furious about it, so obviously he phoned Nick and together they made the decision to sack him.
Well, did Michael have a chance to defend himself?
Penny, he shouldn't have been doing it. If he was fit enough to work, he should have come back here.
Oh, I don't believe it. Why have you ganged up on him?
We haven't. Oh, for goodness sake. He's been deceiving us.
He wouldn't do that.
Well, he has, and he's been doing it for months.
So how did you find out?
Oh, well, someone phoned Matthew about it.
And do you know who?
No. Matthew didn't say. The only thing he did say was that the person doesn't work here.
Have you spoken to him? Michael, I mean.
No. And if I was you, I wouldn't either.
Why not?
Well, I think it would be wise not to at the moment, if you know what I mean.
Well, I haven't spoken to him for ages, to be honest. He never blooming well answers the phone.
Well, now we know why, don't we?
I didn't think Michael was like that. He always seemed so genuine.
Well, I assume it was down to greed. I can't see any other reason for doing it.
I still find it hard to believe. He's just not the type.
Yeah. Penny, there isn't a type that does this sort of thing. Oh, look, I'm sorry. Have your lunch? You won't have time to eat it.
No, I don't want it now.
Oh, come on, Penny.
No, I'll just have the coffee.
OK. So... Oh, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but we've been advertising for someone else.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we found someone. And that's why I didn't want you to hear all of this over the grapevine. So, if anyone asks you about Michael, just say that he's left, OK?
OK. So who is this new person?
His name is Henry Anderson.
Have you met him?
Yeah, seems very nice.
Well, if they advertise for a manager, why didn't Tina see it? She might have wanted to apply for the job.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she just didn't see it. Or maybe she didn't know it was a managerial post being offered. Anyway, she wouldn't have got the job.
Do you think she'll get a job here when she's qualified?
I doubt it. I mean, just between you and me, I don't think Matthew's very keen on her.
Mike, do you think she was responsible for the damage to Megan's locker?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she was. Oh, that reminds me. James wants to talk to me about something.
What's that got to do with Megan's locker?
No, nothing. I was just thinking out loud, that's all.
Oh, poor old Michael.
Oh, I don't think it's poor old Michael. He's a deceiving, greedy man. As soon as I heard about what he'd been doing, I knew he'd be out. I knew they wouldn't put up with it.
Well, there seems to be a different side to Matthew that I haven't seen before, if he's reacted like that.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, when it comes to the business, I think he's quite ruthless. He's great, don't get me wrong, but he'd do anything for his uncle. They're a very close family, you know. I think Matthew rather likes his role at Patterson's. He won't let anything, while he's here, go wrong. Remember, they might be getting this new manager, but Matthew will still be in charge. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I wonder what Henry... What's his name?
Henry Anderson.
Yeah, him. I wonder what he will make of it all. He might not like having someone else in charge.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.